It pleases me, saith the Lord. Great pleasure. On the lea, oh, grace. On the level of the pleasure that I receive, those who are offering up the free will gift in heaven. When I find such that will not only preach and teach, but will actually practice my presence. For many, many speak about, but few actually practice my presence. For if you, the decision maker, if you will allow me these moments of presence and will not find other things to do, I'll visit you. This is the beginning of the end. The end of those things that you've been asking for. You'll find that in the renewal, in the revival, these same services that you felt were only the baby steps into those places, you'll find by looking back, they were the monumental decisions of a church body that chose to practice presence and thereby gave me the authority to come and do what will one day look like a vast sea of humanity laid out in front of you. For in these presences, is what I will need to change the masses. For nothing less will do. Nothing less. For you are right. You are right in pressing in. And you are pleasing in your availability. So give yourself. Give yourself. Extend yourself. And find that my reward is sweet in these things, saith the Spirit of grace. Okay, this is self-serving, saith the Spirit of grace. For what you have need of is in this. It's beyond asking. But just to sit brings the authority for the very thing that you desire to be made manifest. So, serve yourself as you serve me, and I'll manifest the desire of your heart being made complete in my presence. Hallelujah.